But them skins, then, a lot of that, whenever you made your sausage, that skin was took off. Mm-hmm. And they'd take that and then take them and heat them and get the lard out of them, their skins. And then them skins are good. A lot of people like to eat them, you know, that's brickle. That was down where you'd take off and get that, you know, you wouldn't want to put that skin in your sausage. That all had to be cleaned down, you know. But the Midlands and the hams and what you saved still had the skin on them. You couldn't take that off, you know, where you kept it and dried it.
They call that brittle.
That stuff's good. And then this stuff that come out of the lard, we render that lard out in the big bar skittle, you know. Well, that wouldn't all dissolve, you know. And they'd call them cracklings, and they'd take them and fix them up and make crackling bread. And that's the best bread you ever eat. I still buy them cracklings at the store once in a while. Make crackling bread. I hit it a whole lot better. They'd put, just mix that all up with the cornbread, you know. Uh-huh. It was good. There wasn't no loss much about it hog in the country.
If meat wasn't cured or cooked soon enough, you couldn't eat it, you might say it. You mentioned before when you talked about those sows and boars that the meat was strong. But how about meat that was turning?
Was what?
You know, it was getting bad.
Well, you had to watch that. You know, if you'd put enough salt on meat and it's cold, well, it never would go bad. But a lot of times, if you didn't salt it down, your hams, when people kept their hams, you know, and they're in that joint there, first thing you know, your meat might damage in there. Uh-huh. We've lost them that way. And I used to sell a lot of hams. The man that buys hams, or the man that knows hams, can take something like an ice pick and stick down in there and smell of it. And if it's spoiled, it'll show it on that pick.
Mm-hmm.
On the ice pick or anything else that's sharp, he's a war or anything like that.
And
it's right in the joint bones where it starts to spoil.
I see. Now, speaking of butter, would you say the same thing of butter, that it's butter, when butter begins to...
Oh, butter won't then just get old, strong. Get old, strong. I don't reckon it's spoiled, it just get old and strong.
You never use it.
Now, meat will spoil.
I see.
And we have had the rats eat into the heart of a ham. We used to, in our later years, we got the sugar curing that meat. Take brown sugar, you know, and one thing and another, and then wrap it in, and wrap it up in the paper, and then more paper, and then put it in a white sack and hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
That is a whole lot better than the old way of doing it. It's the best curing we ever got a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wouldn't have several of them hanging in there, maybe a dozen of them, and you wouldn't notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one in there to get hams, and a rat had been in there and ruined a whole ham, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if they don't take salt good, and don't take that, you'll spoil. You hear a lot of people are losing a ham of meat.
Mm.
Of course, a ham of meat is a big loss. Now, it wasn't too bad a loss. Then,
sure.
Get about 25 cents, 30 cents a pound. So. And I finally got to getting a dollar a pound. So.
What about milk when it starts to turn?
Do what?
Milk.
What about?
When milk begins to get, first it gets... It's when it starts to get thick.
Well, you talk about churning milk or just ordinarily sweet milk?
Well, you have the milk, the thick sour milk that
well,
you might...
Well, the milk you churn, that's the cream that rises on it. But you're talking about the milk, it's a whole other milk. It'll blink if you don't keep it in the cold in certain storage. It'll blink and just, you can't stand it, you can't eat it. But the churn and then that buttermilk, women use that buttermilk, you know, to make bread, and it's good to drink, too.